Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination, with your host Paula Granquist, is brought to you by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts. And now, Art Zany, Radio for the Imagination.
We're going to get set for our second segment of Art Zany Radio today, and we are doing a tour of upcoming music concerts in Northfield, and I'm very excited to welcome to the studio folks from the fabulous Bows, Strings, and Contentment. I'm very excited to have you all here. And we've got two groups of folks coming in, so we got a busy show. Let's start with some introductions. And I hope that if you heard the introduction I did earlier in the show, we were talking about how to make people feel welcome. And that's something I think that Bows, Strings, and Contentment has done very, very well. And so I'd love to, if you have any insights for us in your introduction about how it is that Bows, Strings, and Contentment has been able to help people who are new to strings or learning strings instruments to feel welcome. So let's start with you, Lori Stegner, and tell us a little bit about, you know, your connection to Bows, Strings, and Contentment, if people are just learning about it, and what you, you know, how you help people feel welcome in that community.
Okay. Well, thank you, Paula, again, for having us on. My name's Lori Stegner. I'm the wife of Peter, who he and Laura Geisler, I'll consider the founding members because it was their idea, and then I joined along as part of it. I work with the planning process. I do music arranging, as you know. We just started it with the idea that anybody, any level, any place in their life, as long as you have graduated from high school, can be a member. And we work with them. If I've sometimes given ad hoc lessons, you know, to help nudge people through. I have some of my students I suggested that they might want to join and end up loving it. And then otherwise it's just reaching out to people. Peter's a great communicator. It's how we ended up with TESFA on our team. Mm-hmm. We've known Jeff for a while, and just kind of come along if you'd like. Give it a try.
It's sure been a lot of fun getting to know everybody and being a part of each of those concerts to, you know, see. I love seeing adults try something new, mm-hmm. and, you know, and having another layer of music in our community for mm-hmm. people. And they're really fun concerts. And so we want people to know that your next concert is this Sunday, mm-hmm. the 15th of June, and that is at the Grand Event Center again. Mm-hmm. And concert starts at 7 this time.
7 this time, yes.
And
yes.
Is the grand opening a little bit early for people to come?
Doors, I'm sure, are open by 6:30. People can sometimes even start arriving before that. The doors will be open, yes.
Perfect. Yes. So folks can come. Well, let's continue our introductions. TESFA, mm-hmm. now I really want to learn how to say your last name.
Wandemagniou.
Wandemagniou.
There you go.
Okay. It doesn't look like that when it's written down.
Does it work best if we sing it?
I think, is that what you've learned?
That's the way my mom taught me.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's a really, so that's how you like got early on. Oh, well, thank you. Welcome back to Art Zany Radio, and tell us about your connection to Bows, Strings, and Contentment. You did some singing at the last concert that just, woo, that was fabulous.
Well, I have to say that it was Lori and Peter who wrote me into BSC.
did you guys meet at the local
Carbona?
The place for connection, right?
Yeah, Carbonis. They should put that in their slogan, the place for connection.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. And so you've been around the music world for a long time,
yes.
But you don't play a string instrument.
I don't play a string instrument, but I love leading sing-alongs with BSC, and we're going to do a sing-along, and that's another way that they make it a lot, make it inclusive for everybody. I had the chance to sit upstairs, and I wanted to just give a shout out to the organization. There were so many kids upstairs. Mm. They make it welcoming for families to bring their kids and to move around and play and listen to music at the same time. I was like, all right, this is it.
Yeah, I agree with you that bringing kids to a string concert or an orchestra concert, sometimes it doesn't really work out. It's really hard for them to be expected to sit still. And this is a place where that's if you feel like moving, you know, and you feel like getting up, that's an okay thing to do. So we want to thank the Grand also for creating that environment where they welcome all kinds of players. So welcome again. And you're going to have a little tune for us, I heard. Like a little snippet for
us. A little snippet.
Okay. I can't wait. Also joining us today, Jeff. I've forgotten your last name. Let's see.
Gurney.
Thank you for being here.
Excuse me, Gurney. And I won't be singing that.
Oh, you won't be singing today. Yeah. Okay.
I'm the bassist.
Every orchestra needs a bass.
Yes. And I am, for better or worse, the entirety of the bass section you're staring at right now. So I get to... a lot of times in orchestras, they talk about proper bowings, and we want to be on the same page. I don't have to have those discussions with anybody, so it's just me.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. It's just a blast, and my musical history is long, but it's mostly in mainstream jazz, which most people think of as American standards.
Mm-hmm.
I played orchestra in high school, college, it's a long time ago.
Did you play the bass the whole time?
Yeah. So after that period, I mostly moved to electric, and I have a history of wedding bands, variety bands, stuff like that.
I've heard that if you want to have steady gigs, if you're a bass player, there's a place for you.
Well, there are a lot of people looking for a bassist. Everybody wants to play guitar in a lot of issues. So, and then the bassist, nobody wants to carry it around. But I thought it was pretty cool when I was...
You do have to think, what's my car, right? And you have to like,
yeah.
What? I can't just buy a little, you know...
You need something that's easy to mm-hmm. carry out. I do have a little car, but sometimes I have to stick it out the back window, and it has to not rain.
Oh, gosh.
So... I got a big old car, too, so just to haul the thing around. But it's worth it. It's the... now you got me talking about basses now. But
that's okay. It's really cool to hear.
I don't want to get too far away.
I think you're the first bassist we've had in a while.
you could argue, at least some people could, that the bass is the most beautiful sounding instrument. Or you could, in a sense, it encompasses the entire... tonal spectrum from the uppermost frequencies to the lowest, generally, that you can hear. There's a lot of subtleties that go on with the tone of a bass that bassists probably think about more than anybody else does.
Yeah.
But anyway, so it's pretty cool to bring it to this orchestra.
I'm going to have you line up with the mic just so we can make sure we can hear you.
So it's just a chance to bring, particularly with the current program of this upcoming presentation, it's American music.
Mm-hmm.
And most of my experience in music is in, again, mainstream music and jazz. It's American idiom, I think, classically. So it really gave... myself and the orchestra chance to kind of blend those two.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really been kind of a blast to explore those intersections of music.
Yeah, let's talk about that, Lori, the selections for this particular concert, because each time there's a different theme that you bring.
Correct. And this time it's music from American roots. And so, of course, we have a huge spectrum. This tree is huge. So we had to pick and choose. But we have a piece which is classically written, but based on spirituals. We are doing some folk music, some fiddle music, some blues. And then when it came to talk about jazz, I said, well, we have a jazz master in our orchestra.
Ah.
And so Jeff and I collaborated, and we've got a medley of a couple jazz pieces that people will recognize, but it's a little different, as Jeff alluded to, because it's strings and bass. Mm-hmm. Actually, we brought in Allison Wapata on drums too, which is super fun to play with a drummer. But the other thing we're spanning is Broadway. We've got some Broadway selections. And then, of course, Motown. Tesfa's leading the Motown song. And I will say even one, I'm going to call it a surprise because I don't want to say what it is, okay. But it's a little wild. And with the quintet playing and something people wouldn't necessarily expect that a quintet would play.
Oh, that's exciting. So, yeah. Yeah, and I think that's what I find really fun about the concerts is the variety of music that you play and mm-hmm. the fact that a lot of it's recognizable. Mm-hmm. And it's as an audience member, you can kind of, you know, sing, and you don't sing along to all of this, but sort of you can get in the mindset, right? And mm-hmm. you can be a part of that music too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I bet mm-hmm. it's fun for the players too to mm-hmm. play these songs that they know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now a lot of them are learning their instruments mm-hmm. and they are able to, like, if you know, have a basis for it, you kind of know what you're going for. Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's a disadvantage. I don't know. Because you might know it in a different tempo or a different key or something.
Right. Well, yeah, good point. So, for example, Hamilton, I've never seen the musical, so I didn't know the music, but a lot of people really did and love it. Uh-huh. And that's been a super fun piece for us to put together.
Right. And so for the bass, you know, tell me about working with it, the Bowstrings and Contentment. And
well, it's I've been doing it off and on for the last couple of years, almost since its inception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's just a collaborative thing. So I think all the musicians get a little bit of input into kind of how it goes. I think the first thing we did was a Christmas show, which was fun too. I guess I got a chance to play the Christmas tunes, which got me interested in the first place.
Yeah.
And then we've kind of advanced in some matters of in terms of the tunes we play.
Yeah.
No one is left behind. I'm really happy with the selection we've made as the music has progressed and changed over in the past couple of years, where it keeps it interesting for everybody. But there's no everybody. No one is left behind at the same time. So. This particular presentation has just really been interesting for me because of the various styles of American music involved, which is more stuff that I think about. So I got it. Mostly what I've been involved is in the part where we're bringing in Allison keeping our swing feel together is swing. And we put together something from... which we've called a New York medley, started out as some of it may not be related to New York, but New York is so, it's just kind of the cradle of mainstream jazz, I guess, for want of a better word, in the early part of the last century. Tin Pan Alley, Harlem. So we have couple of selections from kind of about 1930s Depression area, but still that harken back to some of the earlier Harlem Renaissance periods and the jazz musicians of that day. So you're going to hear a couple of tunes that relate to New York, one being Autumn in New York, one of my favorite standards. It's got joy, it's got pain, it's got the Depression, it's got... artistry and exaltation in it, and we've got some swing. It's so fun to collaborate with arrangements we worked in. Went back and forth. Laurie's the kind of the final arbiter of such things, but we got to arrange them together. Just a lot of fun.
Well, I would imagine this songbook, you could do six concerts.
We could be there at the Grand all day long.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like I'm dipping into the history of this self myself.
Oh, I hope you'll do another one then on this theme. But if folks want to come, it is Sunday. It is Father's Day. But maybe your Father's Day celebrations, this will cap off the night, right? It's at 7 o'clock on Sunday at the Grand Event Center here in Northfield. And Tefsa, you're bringing some of the Motown, as they talked about. And this is for our audience members. And I suppose the orchestra too, right?
Yeah.
Do they get to sing along?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you come from a background of choir directing. So you're the perfect person to lead this. Tell us how you were selecting the music or thinking about this for this particular concert.
Well, giving a shout out to Lori. Lori was like, what do you think about my girl? And I was like, yes, it's perfect. And when you think about that American sound, you have to just go back and give a shout out to the influence of Motown.
Right, and then Detroit, right? So not only New York and the South, New Orleans, there's...
I'm just looking at a few of the artists, like the Temptations, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson, Diana Ross, the Supremes, Michael Jackson, Stevie Wonder, Lionel Richie, and the list goes on and on. Looking at all these names,
doing all those at the concert.
No. But we got us some Temptations, and everybody's familiar with My Girl, where we hope. But the part that we imagine that most folks are seeing will be like the, I guess you'll say, what can make me feel this way, my girl.
My girl.
Yeah. You said you weren't going to sing, and you did.
Yeah, well,
he
kind of gets you going.
That's right. Oh, well, none of us will be able to sing quite that beautifully, but that doesn't matter at this concert.
Doesn't matter.
Right. And what I love, too, is that you do little lyrics sheets so everybody can, you know, even if you don't remember, like, everybody knows the chorus, but sometimes you don't always know each of the verses. And so you'll be leading us in that.
Yeah.
Super fun. What an amazing event. And we also should talk about, you always bring local artists to join the orchestra. So in addition to the string sounds, there's something else special for
Yes. We have found, first of all, we love bringing our local talent in, and it's so vast. And audiences like seem to enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were talking, who this time around, I've done a little bit of work with Barb Piper,
who's an extraordinary vocalist,
amazing singer, and then of course Pauline Jennings.
Yay! Shout out to Pauline.
And I worked with her with CVRO. She's our guild representative. But Peter and I had been to their Feelin' Groovy show, which is obviously Simon and Garfunkel, and we thought, wow, that's folk rock. That's yet another aspect of how music has developed. They were thrilled to do it. We picked a couple songs, and I made the orchestral arrangement.
You are amazing. You make it sound like it's easy to do when you say that, and you do all these arrangements, but I know it's not easy.
No, but it's fun.
You enjoy.
Yeah. It's kind of like if you're an author, you keep thinking, maybe I'll do it this way, you know, a rewrite. So I'm constantly, in my brain, I'm thinking, maybe that wasn't a good idea. Then I go to my computer and rewrite it. Yeah. Or edit. That's a better word. Edit.
Okay.
So I'm happy with what we came out with. And what we have as a representation of Barb and Pauline is a different song than what we're doing at the concert. But I wanted everybody to hear how spectacular they are. This would be a song with their band.
Yeah. Okay. And so it's a song I didn't know. It's called My Little Town, which is very appropriate for, I think, our little town here.
Yeah.
Where we're trying to make something special happen in our community. And certainly, Bowstrings and Contentment has been a big part of that. Even though it's been just a couple of years, it's certainly created a great place for everybody. And as I mentioned, we've got two sections, so I think we're going to put on the music
on
and then switch out, unless you guys want to add one more thing to say about your the concert or BSC.
No, I think we're good.
Okay. So let me put on the fabulous Pauline and Barb Piper, Pauline Jennings, and this is My Little Town. I just love this song. I didn't know it before, so I'm excited to play for you.
of the factories. My mom doing laundry, hanging our shirts in the dirty breeze. And after it rains, there's a rainbow, and all of the colors are black. It's not that the colors aren't there, it's just imagination they lack. Everything's the same back in my little town. My little town.
Get more of that at their website, which is feelinggroovytribute.com. And I think Barb Piper and Pauline Jennings are two of the most incredible folks, and it's a thrill they're going to be at this concert for BSC on Sunday. So we've brought our second group into the studio, and we have got more introductions to do. And so let's start again over here. Laura, you're one of the founders of this organization. And I'd love for you to talk a little bit about how you make people feel welcome and a part of BSC.
Well, thank you for having us back, Paula.
Yeah, let's tip that up.
Oh, thank you for having us on, Paula. And I'm Laura Geisler. I'm the conductor of BSC, and I'm the one that Peter talked to about getting together a little chamber group that has grown into this orchestra. And one of the things I have really enjoyed seeing this session is when I walk into the room. So I have a teaching studio, and I finish up with my students, and I come rushing on over to get to rehearsal, and I walk in, and there are connections happening everywhere. People have friends. People have stand partners. There are small groups, chamber groups that have formed from this. I come into the room and there is community happening, and people are coming in looking forward to seeing their friends every week. And I just think that's really wonderful.
You can feel that from just being in the audience and knowing that there's a sense of camaraderie or, you know, partnership. They're all like helping each other with stands or warm-ups or, you know, strings or whatever they need to do to get ready. I feel it.
I think so. And isn't that what our world needs?
Yes.
We need places where we bring our skills and we can be who we are in community with each other. We're not competing. We're not fighting. We're creating something beautiful. I think if we can do that a little bit at a time with bowstrings and contentment, we're contributing something fantastic to our world and community.
Exactly. And so let's hear from our other guests in the studio. Dan, I'll start with you since you've been here a couple of times. You've got a lot of different roles in this community, a lot related to music. You didn't really slow down after you retired, did you?
No, actually, I just changed direction.
Yeah.
Shifted gears, as you might say. Yeah, I'm Dan Bergeson. You know, one of the things I've done in my retirement is try to pick up musical skills that I didn't have before. I've played a trumpet most of my life, but I fiddled around with guitar and banjo a few years ago and never got anywhere. So I decided to get a little more serious about it. In retirement, and the pandemic unfortunately helped with that,
right?
Because I could spend a lot of time in the basement honing my skills. I started taking violin lessons, and that's been an adventure, quite a wild ride, I must say.
Yeah, and it's not often that you translate trumpet to violin. There's really not any parallels there. It's a totally different experience, other than maybe your fingers are really good at moving fast.
Well, I wish they could move faster. I keep working on that. But yeah, there's quite a bit of difference. So, you know, you only have three valves on the trumpet, and you've got four strings and basically infinite combinations on the violin. And so that's why bow strings and contentment has been such a fun thing for me, because, you know, I'm just a beginner still. And this is a place where you can be a beginner and make beautiful music with other people. You know, the tide carries you along. You know, we're all in this together.
Yeah, and not everybody can be the first chair, right? In fact, you don't want to have all first chairs in your orchestra. You want to have people who play a variety of different ways and have different sounds and different ways of coming together to make music. And that's what Bow Strings and Contentment does. And our other guest, I'd love to introduce you. Mary O'Connor is here, and you're a violinist. And tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got connected to Bow Strings and Contentment.
I got connected with the orchestra through Laura, because she is the teacher of two of my grandchildren.
And so
my daughter plays violin too, and so one thing led to another, and they were starting this little orchestra back in 2023. We've come a long way.
Yeah.
It was a Christmas concert. The music was super easy, and it's really got more difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And we've all evolved through that change. We're all having a good time.
I think in the audience, too, I can hear that there's a you know, more cohesiveness, more crispness, more challenging pieces I think you're taking on as you've gone, which is...
Very challenging, yes, yeah. Compared to what we started out with.
Right, which is really fun. And folks might know you from the weekly traditional Irish sessions in Faribault.
Yes.
Tell us.
We've been playing for 10 years. We are a spinoff from the Northfield Irish traditional session. That started here in Northfield in 2011.
Mm.
And I thought Faribault needs this kind of music too.
Yeah.
So I found some players. It took me a while, but we play Saturday mornings. In the wintertime, we play at the Faribault Mall. In the summertime, we're at the Farmer's Market. Saturday mornings. And Dan plays with us too.
Oh, Dan, I didn't even have that on your list.
No, Dan plays mandolin on our... little session.
What? Another instrument?
It is another instrument, yeah. You know why I picked up the mandolin is because I got tired of the guitar. It's got six strings, and my hands don't quite work as well. Mandolin has eight strings, but only four tones.
Okay.
And they're the same four tones as the violin. So I thought, wow, I can do this.
Your brain must just be really sharp. That's really good. That's excellent. And I think that's fun. In fact, that's one of the things that Bow Strings and Contentment likes to do is to do theme shows that have sometimes holiday themes. I remember the Irish show that you did, which was a lot of fun. And that was a couple years ago, was it? Early on in the development of Bow Strings and Contentment?
St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. St. Patrick's Day just over a year ago.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we're really unique as an orchestra. Usually you have a string orchestra and you have a whole variety of music and it revolves around a composer theme or something. We take a theme like music from American roots and we put together all kinds of genres of music. So we tell a story. Of music from our country, from our heritage, but we branch into all kinds of different genres. And I think that's very unique for a string orchestra. And I think it's great. We have a lot of fun with it.
And yeah, I think that's part of, as an audience member, you never know what to expect, but you always pick some fascinating pieces. I thought maybe we should play the Shenandoah. If that's okay. What I found interesting about this particular selection was that it is all cellos.
Yes, and a shout out to our principal cellist for this concert, Triana, who is a wonderful cellist. She is a teacher. She's expanding her teaching studio here to Northfield. And she arranged this arrangement of Shenandoah for a cello group, plus we have percussion and we have Barb on vocals singing. It is just a beautiful, beautiful arrangement.
Yeah, so folks might recognize this. Shenandoah is a song you might have heard before, but this is an arrangement you probably haven't heard. And this is slightly different than what you'll be doing, but here's what we have for you today on Artzany Radio. That's such a sound. I mean, it's just, I love the cello. I love all the instruments with strings, but cello happens to be my favorite. And so I think that that will be a highlight of your concert, which is coming up this Sunday. And you mentioned Trina was going to join us, but wasn't able to for this week. So it's nice to hear the background story of how that came to be. And that's another piece of the Bowstrings and Contentment is the way that, you know, you mentioned earlier, you know, everybody gets to bring their skills and also try new skills, right, of whatever aspects are needed to bring the concert to life.
Yeah, and one of the things that just makes me smile is we have an open invitation to our members. If you would like to solo with us, if you would like to be a soloist, we want you. And I love it when a member comes up to me and says, you know what? I'd like to try being a soloist. I have an idea. And it really builds you as a musician. I've had that opportunity. It is magical. And to be able to offer that to our players, mm-hmm. just as an open invitation, you don't have to be the most virtuoso player ever, because we'll look at the music that you want to play and we'll pick the right music for you to do well with us.
That, because that's a really scary moment to be, a soloist in, you know, having some, especially when you're learning an instrument, I would think that that's a hard thing. But if you've got the support behind you and the people who can, you know, like you said, give you the right arrangement so that it works for you, that's important.
And we have musicians who have been lifelong musicians who really play beautifully and they've never had that chance to step out. And it elevates your skills. It elevates you as a player.
It challenges you.
And when you elevate your skills by soloing, you are able to contribute more to us as a member of our orchestra. So it builds our whole group as a whole to be able to offer that to our members.
I appreciate that, because I think that is a very exciting growth opportunity, and something that, especially if you've got the people behind you supporting you and you know that it's set up in a way that's going to be successful, then that makes a big difference. And so tell me about the highlights for both of you for this upcoming concert.
What I really appreciate about one of the many things I appreciate about this orchestra is the programming, the thought that goes into putting a program together. So this American Roots program is wonderful in that way. And one of the connections that I'm sure somebody knows about this connection because they programmed it into the concert, but the audience won't know that. You may have heard of Antonín Dvořák, the Czech composer mm-hmm. who spent 2 or 3 years in America back in the 1890s. So one of the small ensembles is going to play a movement from his string quartet number 12, which happens to be, it's not in the program, but it happens to be called The American.
Mm.
And later on in the program, the whole orchestra will play this piece called From the Southland by a black composer named Harry Burley. Well, Harry Burley and Antonín Dvořák were best friends.
That's an interesting...
They hung out together in New York for, you know, a couple of years.
Behind the scenes.
Yeah, and I only know about that because I've been reading a book published a couple of years ago by a guy named Joe Horowitz called Dvořák's Prophecy. Antonín Dvořák thought that the classical movement and classical music movement in America would embrace the what they call the Negro melodies, the African American spirituals, and that's the direction that classical music was going to take in America, and it didn't happen.
Mm.
But in this concert, you're going to get a little taste of that connection, which I think is just really cool.
That is a good, and for anyone listening, they'll get some insight that others might not have, and it's exciting. I love hearing about those connections and those ways that the music developed and you know, the composer's stories, what were they trying to respond to in the world. And I think sometimes we forget that a lot of that music was the pop music for the time period.
Exactly.
And the music that, you know, if we hear those stories, we can be reminded of history.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exciting.
Yeah. So that's what I like.
That's good. Thank you, Dan. How about for you, Mary? What are you looking forward to for this concert?
Well, I'm just excited to be a part of this orchestra in general.
Yeah.
I started playing as an adult, and it's just something that I never expected to play in an orchestra. You don't know this, Laura, maybe, but this is my first ever orchestra. Because I didn't play in high school or college.
But you're known for the Irish music.
Yeah.
And so that is, yeah, you know, not always an orchestra experience. And so... Right.
So playing with some really good players in this little orchestra is fun.
I think that's exactly what Bowstrings and Contentment is
they
all
make
about.
They make all of us sound good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the smiles are great. Agreed. I wish our listeners could see all your bright faces and smiles, because that's what it's about, isn't it, Laura, for you? What else should we learn about this concert? Anything else? I want to remind people that it is this Sunday, Father's Day, 7 p.m. at the Grand Event Center, and the theme is that sort of all that great Americana music. And there's a big story to be told. You'll be telling just a small part of it with your concert. But we've got some other pieces from, as we mentioned, Hamilton. There's a little bit of that. What else are we missing?
We have a little Hamilton. You know, we have to give a shout out to our neighbors to the north. And we said, what do we do with Canada?
Oh,
because, you
in
know,
the story?
In the story. So we brought in a silver and gold two-step. A shout out to our neighbors to the north. It is an Irish tune that was brought over to Canada and made very famous by a wonderful fiddler by the name of Don Messer. And one of the new things we're doing this concert is we are trying some transition pieces as we get ready for the small ensemble section in the middle to transition in and out. The orchestra is leading itself without a conductor, and we've picked a bluegrass tune for one of them, and this fun little Canadian tune is the other one. So we're even going north of the border just a little bit to grab a gem.
Oh, that does sound like a lot of fun, and I think that's what people will experience if they come to the concert. I know I've enjoyed very much being a part of just doing the introductions for the orchestra and being an audience member for the orchestra, because there's always a good story, and as those hearing the story behind the story is actually one of my favorite parts. So thank you for sharing that and bringing all of that to Art Zany Radio, and I hope to see a lot of our listeners at the concert. And folks, it is a free will concert, but there will be some donation spots. Again, just like we were talking about for our prior guest with the Northfield Noontime Orchestra, these are players that do it for the passion, but they still have expenses related to space and storage and instruments and programs and all of that. And so folks can contribute as they like during the concert.
Yes. And there's even a QR code on the back
fancy.
Of the program.
So. Okay, so just easy, take your camera, take a picture, and there's a link where you can go to make a donation.
Yes, so every organization, you need some funds to make it work, yet at the same time, we want our families to come. Mm. And I know when I had young kids, you know, it's expensive to bring a family of four, so it is a free will offering. We have some suggested donations, but we want our families, we want our individuals come and, you know, leave a donation for us.
Exactly. And just after, you can do it after the concert as your heart is inspired by the music.
Exactly.
I'll say one thing. This orchestra is very organized. All the things going on in the, behind the scenes. Peter and Lori. Lori's the arranger.
Give a
Peter's
shout
out here.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lara Geisler, the three of them work like a team, and we just get to play the music.
We're just along for the ride.
Yeah. That's a really important part, because it doesn't always happen. It takes people to make that happen.
Yeah.
And so it's a much appreciated part of the organization. Mm-hmm. So thank you all for being here today and celebrating Bowstrings and Contentment. Folks,
thanks.
This is Art Zany Radio. I hope that you always remember to add a little bit of Art Zany to your life. And of course, in the meantime, till next time, enjoy your imagination.
The Paradise Center for the Arts is a vibrant cultural and artistic gathering spot in historic downtown Faribault. The Paradise is committed to offering high-quality visual and performing art opportunities for Faribault and our region. Regular events spotlight some of the best artists and musicians in our area and throughout Minnesota and the Upper Midwest. Our beautifully restored facility includes art galleries, classrooms, clay and textile labs, a gift shop and rehearsal spaces, in addition to a 300-seat auditorium. Visit Paradise Center for the arts.org for a full schedule of events, or call our box office at 507-332-7372. You've been listening to Art Zany Radio for the Imagination with your host, Paula Granquist. Art Zany is brought to you each week by the Northfield Arts Guild and by the Paradise Center for the Arts in Faribault.